For the most part, I believe that I handle my money well.
Do I handle my money well? In a word, no.
No, I don't handle money very well. I have a spending problem, so I have to try and manage my money well. I'm learning to do that.
Money tends to be slippery. It goes places, and I don't realize it's leaking and going places.
I just kind of write checks until he puts a little post-it note on my checkbook that says, stop spending money. And then I stop.
Nothing like those little post-it notes. Hey, how well do you handle money in your family? If you're like most couples, finances can easily become a point of conflict. But we found one family who's discovered the benefits of partnership in managing their money. I'm Bill Meyer, welcoming you back to Focus on the Family's Weekend Magazine. Last weekend, I introduced you to Steve and Annette Economides. They produce a monthly newsletter called Home Economizer, making the most of your money and your life. Let me ask a real practical question here. In most families, one person usually handles the checkbook. In some families, it's the husband. Other families, it's the wife. What do you recommend?
Well, in my opinion, my humble opinion, God said marriage is two becoming one. And what better way to demonstrate that oneness than to work together on it? We've seen marriages where money becomes a power issue. And or it's a matter of hiding expenses one spouse from the other. And so what we tell people is work together on it, especially if you're in financial stress. Helping each other, building each other up, holding each other accountable is probably the best way to do it.
I don't think women were meant to carry the burden of the finances for the family. And I hear so many Christian men say, well, she's better at it. She's more detailed oriented. So she's just going to take care of that. And inevitably, it's more than just recording things or keeping track of things. You know, she's kind of carrying the burden of, oh, boy, do we have enough money for this or don't we? And I just don't think that should be there. It shouldn't be like that.
And to tell you the truth, Bill, Annette and I both came from similar family backgrounds as far as finances were concerned, middle class finances. But neither of us knew anything about handling money when we first got married. And so we were walking the path together and learning together. And I didn't have a real good example of what a male leader was to be. But in this area, for some reason, taking leadership in our finances and then working together and doing it together has really allowed me to be the head of our house, not in a power way, mm-hmm. but in a good Christian leadership way.
Mm-hmm. Also, I wish more couples could understand the concept of how wonderful it is when you sit down and you do your budgeting together. It's short-term and long-term goal setting. And when you reach some of those goals, like I used that word before, it's intoxicating. And it's so exciting to say, oh my goodness, you know, we have the cash for a car. We're going to go buy a car. Or we finally made it. We've got all the money we need for a vacation, and it's going to be a wonderful vacation this year. And then when we paid off our first house, that was like, wow, we're having a party. We are having a party for this one, and we're inviting some friends over, and we're going to have a great time celebrating.
But let's talk about the downside if you don't communicate. I was working for an employer, and I used to see him at his desk balancing the family checkbook. And over a course of 3 years that I worked for him, it was a small company, and business started being real tough. He'd leased a lot of cars and he was upside down financially. But his wife wasn't in on what was going on. And so she kept her spending habits the same. And the stress it created in their marriage, they eventually got divorced. Because he didn't tell her and they didn't work on it together. So we've got to, if we're going to survive financially and maritally, communicate on this stuff.
We'll post more information about the Economides at family.org/weekend. And if you'd like a great follow-up resource on this topic, contact us about the book from Ron Blue called Taming the Money Monster. Our toll-free number is 1-800-355-0551.